out of the shell. Mm-hmm. You mean lima beans?
Yeah. Right? Now, just like a lima bean, only yellow. Do you have a name for that?
No.
The edible tops of beets.
The edible tops of beets.
Mm-hmm. Or turnips.
They're not edible.
Oh, what would they be called, though?
Tops of beets?
They're eaten.
I don't know.
All right.
Turnip greens.
That's right.
Turnip greens. Eat those in the South. Poor people.
And an ear of corn, the part that covers the corn itself, is the...
The...
plural.
I don't know what they call it. The silk? No.
More, I'll get that now. But
I don't remember. I forgot. That's a corn shuck, I guess.
All right.
Shucks.
How about the corn on served on the cob? We call that?
Call that corn on the cob.
And the part of the top of the corn stalk.
Top of the corn stalk.
If you can't associate it with corn, you might be associated with a kid's hat. The kid has a stocking cap on the end.
Oh,
there.
You mean a tassel?
All right. And these are orange melons that have kind of grayish green skin.
Oh, you mean cantaloupes.
And these are little things, look something like, they look like little umbrellas, they're the fungus. Serve them with steaks, slice them up sometimes, serve them with steaks.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. Poisonous ones are called.
Toadstools? Little fairies come under those.
Mm-hmm. And this is a vegetable that's orange, and has a green skin, and you bake it.
Squash?
And this is a white vegetable that it's about the size of a cabbage, only it's white, and has a green leaves around it.
You mean lettuce?
No. It's about the size of, maybe a little larger than lettuce. It has green leaves around it, but the inside is all white. A head of...
Cauliflower?
And got something in his throat, he couldn't... What it? He couldn't...
Swallow.
All right, and if you were simply unable to do something, you say, "I'm sorry,
I can't." I can't.
All right, and the negative of "he ought to."
He oughtn't to.
And contraction of "will not."
Fraction of will not, won't.
And this is a bird associated with wisdom.
Owl?
Any different kinds you know of?
Hoot owl.
This
Bye
is
owl.
A. All right. This is a shelled fish that crawls backwards that lives underwater.
Crab.
Yeah. And this is a. A name sometimes used for, does the word varmint mean anything to you? Do you ever use it in any context at all?
No.
What does it mean? Does it have any meaning to you?
Some sort of animal that's predatory or destructive.
These are rodent-like creatures that live in trees and eat nuts.
Squirrel?